on books. Asatia sa fantuna sa fondiasa donia sa fantuna din sutra amputa.
Joshua chapter 1.
Sisa ufunua ya.
And we are going to read verse number 8.
Deja kisika ne din sa fal.
This book of the law. This book. This book. The law. Shall not depart out of thy mouth. So, to be successful,
come back to the law.
The ministry. You need this book.
You need it.
Amen. This book. So there will be a book.
This book that
God will give to you.
So we
through that book.
And
become successful. Amen. So I want to share with you from the art of leadership. And I want to share with you the 7 reasons why you must have these books. From the book Art of Leadership. What I'm preaching to you is from the book. The reason I'm showing you that the things are in the books is because you don't remember more than 11% of what is taught.
You need
the book. Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
came into this world and preached for 3 years. But he left us a book. The Bible. If he didn't have the Bible, nobody here would know about Jesus.
Is
it true? If he didn't have the Bible, there's no pastor who can say he knows anything about God if he didn't have the Bible. The Bible is everything. Anyone who says he knows anything about God, it is from the Bible. And then the Bible is just a book.
And the book is a book.
And it is not a save us.
It is not
a save us. The pastor says, I don't use the Bible. No, nobody can listen to you. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, number one is that the information in a book will make the difference in your work. Amen. So, people who read the Bible and understand the Bible are people who can make a difference. Amen. Amen. Number two, reading a book puts you in direct contact. Direct contact with the one who wrote it.
So far, we have a book in our to imagine of Sunday in Santana, and Sunday in Santana,
and she wrote a chapter and he put it. Amen. Amen. If you want to see a great man of God, it is very difficult.
Now, we can't be able to have a man of God.
There are so many great men of God. Just 5 minutes in their presence will change your life.
As long as you see, you may not have to be to have a baby from being talented, not to be needed to have some attention. You see, I've come on over. See, I don't know.
I tried very hard to come in contact with them and had bronchitis. I've never been to this town before. Yes. And I bought it.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Donkey was a very great man. Amen.
Amen.
But to see him very difficult. So when I decided to read his life story, and as I read his life story, I realized that it was like he was talking to me. And I came to know him more. Yes. So you must read books.
It
makes you know the one who wrote the book. Number three. A leader knows that others are researchers and workers for you.
So,
a book is something that people have researched and done work, and the work is being given to you. There are two types of books. Books you can read and be blessed, but you cannot repeat. And the second type of book is a book that you read and you can teach what you are reading.
If I wrote books that are similar, you have a copy and I have more than two, six out of six, you know what? Come on, please.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not everybody who writes in a way that you can read what the person has written. Next time you are reading a book, ask yourself, which of the two types of books are you reading? In medical science, we have people writing books on the same subject. Some of the books on the same topic, when you read, you have a
headache.
And others, when you read, you understand. And others, when you read, you pass your exams. So, make sure you read the right kind of book. Number four, the book will give you the experiences of the writer. Amen. You will learn many things from the experiences of the writer. When I read Reinhard Bonnke's book, I learned stories that I never heard before. including how he was arrested and put in prison.
Well, suddenly he's from Sambu now, and they are trying to prove.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you will not know things unless you read. So experience is different from theory.
And for some understand, it's improving theory.
In theory, a lot of things should work. In a certain way. But by experience, you'll be learning that even with the way it will really do. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Many years ago, the first branch I started,
and it's something of the worst. I said,
an older pastor came to preach. A time will come
when there
will be confusion in the church. There will be discipline in the church. There will be evil spirits in the church. And it will change the atmosphere of the church. That this is what is going to happen. Because the church was a very loving church. And we have gone for a special dinner with this pastor. And he was telling us. And I was not surprised what came to me, but I wasn't happy to hear about the We were sitting in a Hilton hotel. It was called Noga Hilton. And we were having a special dinner with this man. And he said all those things. So when you read a book, you will know from experience how things will go. You arrange your steering wheel straight. You start to go from here to the outside. Because you don't know that when you are going straight, somebody will come out in the middle of the street and say, kill me, otherwise you cannot go straight, you have to kill me, and you have to come back and go this way. That is why these books, anybody who wants to build a church, you will encounter in your church, amongst your pastors, amongst your leaders, those who are proud.
Do you know what I'm saying?
without Christ,
bravo, teacher, bravo.
There will be no problem in the church.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm telling you, some members are so proud, you can't correct them. You can't speak to them. The world is suffering from pride.
So to show it in Salmon of Syria,
yes, they are so proud.
Tina Maria, you
know, other proud people in Matanga.
You come as a government issue of
Matanga,
people.
They will change the course of your church. That experience, none of your members will be a
gatherer.
Even if they praise, I love you. I will do everything.
Wow.
So that's why you must read the book. I have experienced it myself. A devil is Lucifer. Is someone who separates himself and fights against God. You must learn to fight all these things. The Bible says that the angel Michael, he fought against this. You have dangerous sons. People who are your genuine products. You lay hands on them. You love them.
You're not killing us.
But they turn out to be people who can even want to kill you. One day I saw hatred
in
one of my sons. I was wondering, how does this man have so much hatred? What has been done to the person before him to have such hatred? In the Bible, it says, they hated me without a cause. Hatred that has no basis or reason. Yes. But you see, when you start a church, you will never know of. How will something like this happen? That's scary. This book is those who forget from experience. You can see that people will forget what has been done for them. Next time you are being very good to someone. So you need to read this book. These books are really teachable. A lot of pastors use my book and teach my books. Recently, an American pastor went to Suriname. And he said, when he got to the office of the pastor, he saw my book there. And he was amazed. Yes. Now, the pastor, there are only two books, and these are my books that
were.
So, this book, you can teach it freely. You don't even have to mention my name. It's every point in the book is based on a Bible verse.
And
so remember, Hebrews chapter 6,
verse 10,
and in Fafun, there are those who forget. You will see them. Teaches you. So read the book. God has used me to build many churches. Yes. Successfully. We have almost more than 4,000 churches. Yes. And to have crusades all over the world. Yes. So, read the book, it will make you successful. It will make you very successful. The one who wrote the book is successful. The grace of God. Yes. And he is right from few parameters. From experience, somebody will always rise up and accuse you. Yes. I have people who are accusing me even today. No matter what you do, you cannot believe it. Will accuse you. So read the books. And it will make you successful. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
Joshua reads
this book of the law. Shall make you successful. Amen.
Amen.
And then this book, Loyalty and
Disloyalty.
Some people hate disloyalty, the word loyalty.
Loyalty.
Yes. But that is why we are even mentioning it more. The word is loyalty. You need loyalty. More than anything, it is the one characteristic that will be asked for in heaven. When you die, you stand before
Jesus.
Two things will be looked at. Well done, good and faithful servant. Your faithfulness
Jesus
will be looked at. That's what Jesus said. Well done, good and faithful. Amen.
Amen.
So loyalty is very important. When you have a church that is built on loyalty, you have a family. Yes, you have a family that is created. And a family is very difficult to break and to destroy and to leave. You don't need your family.
You don't need to understand
that. So some people who hurt the message, they call it a cult. This is, and it's not a cult. It's a family. The church family is a real family. Jesus said something. Is my mother, who is my brother, who is my sister? It is these who obey the word of God. They are my brothers and my sisters and my mothers. Amen. Do you want a family as a church? Or do you want an organization with employees? That is a different kind of organization. Yes. So your family is very, very important to create it by teaching on loyalty every day. Those who call the family or the teaching of loyalty as a cult teaching, they are usually the Judases and the Lucifers and the Absaloms of the church. All the ones they hate this teaching. When they had a pastor, he threw the book down and he stamped it. He said that he was a rebel. That is why he hated the
teaching.
He wanted the book to disappear into the ground. books describe rebellious people. Yeah, so they don't like it. Yeah. You know, sometimes the spy movies, they'll tell you the man who is coming, he's wearing a red shirt, and he's wearing blue shoes, and he's wearing has a yellow handkerchief. And then when you see the red shirt, the blue shoes, yellow handkerchief, and you make sure that you are able to spot him. This is him. So the book is describing them exactly, and they don't like it at all.
We've seen them put their hands in the cinema, it's still not standing or the minute team sponsored it.
His own father.
Yes, I know. But who is the land of Master and Rain?
Rain. In the Bible,
of the Buddha,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 4,
on the 10 of Luke
5, verse 15,
in Fatima Bethul,
it says,
so this,
though you have 10,000 instructors,
but what are the noses?
You don't have many
fathers.
Some people say you shouldn't say that somebody is a
father.
But Paul said that you don't have many fathers.
So he's going to know someone in my mind.
So that has fathers. That's why Paul went to Timothy and said, my son. Absalom is the man who attacked his own father.
So
it's very unusual.
So Absalom is Absalom.
Wow. How can you attack your own father?
I want to tell you, I'm asking you, I know that I know. I know what I'm saying, I know that I know.
Jesus said, I have not a devil, but I honor my father.
Who is this? Jesus is actually speaking to you, who is this? I'm not asking you.
There are some people who say they are not my sons, but you are my sons.
You should have some
proof of your sons.
Yes, sir. You should never get a son.
What are you talking about?
Son, you're a
son. No, he's a fool. I don't like him. He's a fool. 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 He's a fool.
He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool. You can't change it. You can't change it.
if you ever see a person that can destroy your whole life,
you should be able to come and put yourself in a man to it.
This type of people, those who leave you, those who accuse you, those who are dangerous, those who are proud, those who are ignorant, they are dangerous people. Some of you say devil, and those who forget. You must know how to handle these people. Your church will get bigger. Yes, your church will get bigger. And grow. Yes, your unclean will no longer be in the church. Wickedness will go out. This will come out. The
ignorance
will be removed from the system. Everybody stand up.
Where is the situation?
Pray that God will deliver you from this kind of people. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, deliver me, Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me, Lord. From those who forget. From those who are ignorant. From those who dishonor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me, Lord. From this life. In Jesus. Yes. Thank you, thank you for a good spirit of loyalty and faithfulness.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, you have forgotten that I was teaching you about books. Number one, information in a book can change your life. Number two, reading a book will put you in direct contact with the author. Number three, a leader knows that authors are workers. They are working for you. They are doing research so that you can read from the books. Amen. Number four, a leader knows that you can learn from experience. When you read the book,
amen.
Number five, a leader knows that a book is a patient teacher.
Amen.
This is why God gives us books. Because it takes time.
Something is needed
to learn something. I've been a Christian for so many years. Serving the Lord and working in the church. And trying to learn
the sound is a commandment.
So many things. Yes. So a book is patient.
And books are the thing I'm
to teach you over and over and over. I think that when Adam and Eve fell, sickness started to come into existence. But I think the greatest problem that happened to mankind was a reduction in our thinking. Our minds were
darkened.
Scientists have shown that people use only a small part of the brain. If you look at what we know today, phone, mobile phones, televisions, cars, rockets, planes, it has taken the human race thousands of years before we know that how to just make a mobile phone.
So I'm seeing this, I'm saying that the social telephone now, Shara, Rinsis, the collection, and I'm this with Bonane, several Tina Pacatin, Samakun Bendale, Hawan Sandis, and Baranandi. Yeah.
How to make an aeroplane?
Manabota Roplan.
It's just recently.
So I'm going to go in this time.
But we got it right.
Safe for nine, safe for it.
It is that the planes are so slow. Yes, planes are very slow. If we are to go by the way it was during the days of William Carey and other missionaries, for me to come for the crusade in Maganga, it would have taken me 6 months to come here, 6 months to come and 6 months to go, to come and have a crusade for 3 days. Our minds have not been able to be fast. Soon they are going to make a plane that will fly from here to London in 1 hour. Not 11 hours. Yes. Soon. If the world doesn't come to an end before, it will take between 5 and 10 minutes to go from Ghana to London. That is the speed. The rockets that fly, that is the speed. 5 minutes, That is when you really say it's a global village. Because you can be in Madagascar today, and you can be in Ghana in just like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you are
there.
And it's very cheap. It will be even cheaper than it is now. Amazing. But it sounds funny to you. In the days of William Carey, it took 6 months to go from London to India.
6 months.
Yes. On a ship. You see, but the human mind learns very slowly. Yes. That's all I'm trying to say, that we learn, but we learn slowly. That is why we need books. Because you are learning by God, but you learn too slowly. So you need to have a book. You keep reading the book, and the book is a patient teacher.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody say, you can say, I am learning. But it is too slow.
Too slow.
By the time your life is over, you now know the things you needed to know when you were young. So thank God for books.
Come sure out of your mountain and books.
They are very patient.
Anytime
you want to learn again, Yes, because honestly, since Adam and Eve's time, our minds are, I don't know what it is. It is slow. I think we are taking it for granted now. That's why when your child goes to school, how can you use 1 whole year to learn A, B, C, D, E?
I want to learn to learn how to learn to learn to
learn to learn to school for 6 years before going to class 1, and he knows nothing. And he knows almost nothing.
Almost
the same as somebody who didn't go to kindergarten. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, enlighten my mind. Give me understanding. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
In Isaiah.
Oh, Isaiah.
Chapter 11.
To fight him is full.
Verse 2 and 3.
And in from this
the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon him.
Who is this? I'm not sure this is your own.
The Spirit of wisdom.
Financial
understanding. And counsel,
and
knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, and it will make him of quick understanding. You will understand quicker. May you become to understand things quicker. Oh. The Lord is healing us.
Man, she's on a sick and food.
I don't believe I've really disturbed us. The sixth reason why you must read about books, read a book if you can catch an anointing. From a book.
I found the book.
And number 7.
I found it.
All the great leaders will read books. Amen.
Amen.
So from today, become a reader of the books. Amen.
Amen.
And God is going to bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The blessings of a book is the anointing.
And it can come to an anointing.
Amen.
Amen.
Which one is anointing? Ah, these ones.
It's all tinged now, but I'm used to it.
The sweet influences of the anointing.
Come on, man, used to.
How this one?
Catch the anointing.
Catch the anointing.
Sambur used to.
Which one is what?
The anointed and
his anointing. The anointed and his anointing.
And you will most use the one.
Ah, yeah. If you could see me in the realm of the spirit, if you see me in the realm of the spirit, I look different. Yes. In the realm of the spirit, I am wearing a coat. That looks like a winter coat. It is thick. If you were wearing it in you will feel very hot. But that is what I'm wearing in the realm of the spirit. It is a mantle that God gave to me to wear. Yes. To preach.
My tooth
and to teach. I've been wearing this for some years.
Yes.
That's why I wrote a book called The Anointed in His Anointing.
The Anointed in His Anointing.
I think it's this one, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Every anointed person has a mantle.
I need
And without that anointing, you cannot do much.
No matter who you are,
no matter who you are, the anointed goes with his anointing.
But
if you want one of those mantles, any of you want one of those mantles? If you want one, I'll show you where you can get one. So I'll show you where Do you want to know exactly where to go? Is it in France?
And it's possible.
Is it in Ghana?
And it's possible.
Is it in London?
And it's possible.
Is it in Antananarivo?
And it's possible.
Is it in the shop?
And it's in the
Is it in the school?
And it's in the
No. See, the mantle is on somebody.
Yes. How silly mantle is it on
He's wearing it.
He's wearing it.
What you need is being worn by somebody.
Yes, someone needs to see that.
Yes. What you want is being worn by somebody. Yes. What you need, somebody is wearing it. Yes. And unless you are humble and you are relating well, properly, to somebody who has one, it will never be put on you. Now, this mantle is like this vertical. It's not a natural mantle. It's if I take the mantle that is on me, and I put it on you,
les manteaux en vous, they are picked up on you.
I take it back and I wear it. The mantle will stay on you.
The same mantle, same one, you put it on me.
Yes. And then two of us will have it.
The same volunteer, someone at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is supernatural.
Mark, please.
Yes.
Sarah, what's her name?
It's something that can be shared.
What's her name?
It's something that can be given.
What's her name? It's needed.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is why
Sanatum,
Elijah, Moses, so God told Moses, go and stand there, and I will take of the spirit that is on you, and I will put it on 70 others.
So this is the matter of Moses. I can listen now, Moses. You will pick it on nothing, they could sit full of it.
One man can distribute his anointing on 70 different people.
I will have a prayer from seven mystery on Bunya and you will sit full of it.
Oh yes, yeah. I started working in Bunky's anointing before he died.
I started working on data on my news to Bunky and do one last piece.
Is it the entrepreneur Bunky has been to this town before?
Yes, I can't believe Bunky is like a Tom Titan and Titan.
Is it not amazing? I don't know whether since then any international evangelist has come here.
Absolutely, no one has ever seen evangelist and international Antarctic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not easy to come here.
So what are you making to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The accepting anointing must be working. Otherwise, if you cannot do certain things. Amazing. Is it not amazing? Yes.
Yeah.
So, if you want a mentor, one day, God's servant will take in the realm of the spirit his mantle, put it on you, and then he puts it back on himself, and it stays on you. So if you take bows and arrows,
but I want to make it slow so sun
can shoot
slow so you can
see someone who has a mantle. The person with the mantle will never come near you. That is why those who criticize anointed people never become anointed. Only become demonized. Those of you who criticize pastors, and you sit at home and you talk about God's anointed servant, you can live a 1,000 years, you'll never be anointed. Because the anointed is with his anointed. So it is something that he wears, that's why it's called a mantle. When Elijah was taken into heaven, but when you look at the ground, Elijah's mantle was left behind.
Yes. So Elijah
picked the mantle. And when he got to the river
Jordan,
he said, where is the mantle in my hand?
Who is the mantle in my hand?
And he didn't take his handkerchief. He didn't take his stick. He didn't take anything, but he took the mantle, because the power is in the mantle. He used the mantle to strike the river. Jesus is embarrassed and immediately the river that responded to the mantle of Elijah responded to the river, the same mantle.
He said to the man, 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 he said to
the man, he said to the man, he said to the man,
he said to the man, he said to the
Oh, God has used to start a church.
That's
it. If he goes to another place to start a church, the church will work again. Because the river responds to the mantle the same way. Yes, the river responds. Yes. This is why I'm having a crusade in Majanga. The city is responding in the same way as when Bonte was here. Yes. The last day that I saw Bonte. The last moment I saw Reinhard Bonte. It was in the lift. The lift was going down. And Bonte was going to his car. And I was in the lift with him. And we were shaking and trembling. And I was looking at him. He was precious to me. He was wonderful to me. He was precious to me. I knew I would not see him again. If you value the anointing, you value the anointed. The anointed is carrying the anointing. Is carrying the anointing. And it is the anointing that the river responds to. Yes. May you be an anointed pastor. Anointed servant of God.
Amen.
You may be seated. And now I want to come to the last segment. I shared with you a little about books. And now I want to share with you something from the art of leadership. And we are going to pray.
Be Father Special.
Be chapter 74. Beware of tiredness and weariness. Amen. Daniel chapter 7 verse 25. Number one, one of the top strategies of the devil is to make you tired of the ministry and tired of life. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hands.
Amen.
Tiredness, everyone say tiredness.
Amen.
Now, if you are sitting here and you are sleeping, you shouldn't even be here. Amen.
Amen.
You are too old for the ministry.
You
should give place for a younger person. Yes. Because you see, the fact that you are sleeping means that your mind is not engaged. It doesn't connect to your mind, which means it doesn't connect to your spirit. Tiredness. The Bible says that he shall seek to wear out the saints. Ministry is for young people. Ministry is for young people. Ministry is for young people. And those who are young at heart. And also young in body. Because you may be young at heart, but your body is tired. Amen.
Amen.
One of the strategies of the enemy is to make you tired. It is one of the strategies of wild animals. The strategy of wild dogs. Wild dogs. They will run after a deer that is big like this, is as big as this. Like this. It's high. And the dog is small like this.
And you said that you can be some yeah, you can be here too. Some deer would phone and get a dog and get up to get up here. You can be a chin.
But they run after the deer. Maybe they will run 25 kilometers.
Yes, I can't just manage the deer and get a number of kilometers.
And you can be running.
So
I ran from my Ganga to the Tanarino, and on the way, the deer was at the point the deer will stop. And you stand there and you just eat him.
The show of the Tanarino, the Astona, the Rira, and the deer in Tani, the Tafatan, the one is so unsafe.
But it's small. But he can run for a long time. So you are being defeated because you are tired. But you are weary of the fighting. And of running. So by all means, there will be tiredness in the running. Do not be tired, number two, because you have received mercy. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, therefore seeing we have received this ministry, as we have received mercy, we thank God. That's the reason why you should not be tired. Some of you are tired prematurely. Yes. Sleeping. One day somebody came to see me and said, I have a problem. I sleep in class. I sleep in school. I sleep in church. I sleep at every meeting. Pray for me. And I said, it is a problem. I sleep everywhere. There's a problem. They're giving you letters in school. You are sleeping. You are in church. You are sleeping. You are at work. You are sleeping. One day in my office, I came and saw that two of them, they put their head down. They were sleeping like you. They are continuing to sleep from the house.
And the problem, they are not going to be able to do it. They are not going to be able to do it. They are not going to be able to do it. They are not going to be able to do
it. A person who is always sleeping cannot be in the ministry. It's over for you. It's finished. Your time is past.
And I will not say no, but do it now. I will not say no, but do it now. I will not say no, but do it now. I will not say
a pastor has to wake up to pray. You can't be tired if you have received mercy. Number three. Do not be tired of the ministry because you are going to reap from this great work you are doing very soon. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Let us not be weary in well doing. But in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Amen.
Amen.
Number four, you should not be tired because of the people who are following you. Yes, you can't be tired for their sake. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, it says, for all things are for you said that abundant grace may abound to many. For which cause we faint not. We faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So we will not faint because all things are for the sake of those who, many who are going to say thank you. Many people are depending on you and they're going to say thank you. So you cannot faint. So that's what Paul said. Even though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed. Because of the people that are following, we cannot be tired of the fight.
Amen. Number five.
Do not be tired of troubles, trials, and difficulties, because it is these things that will bring you glory.
Ephesians 3:30.
Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Your glory is my troubles. My troubles are bringing you glory.
There
are many things that advance a Christian. Everybody say advance. How many want to know the number one thing that makes you advance more than anything in the world? Shall I tell you how I should go to Mauritius to tell them in Mauritius? The number one thing that will advance you more is troubles and tribulations.
Yes.
What is it that is going to make you go? What is going to make you go high in the natural more than anything else in the world that is going to make you go high? Is it not a mountain? A mountain in your way. It's a mountain that makes you go high. But we don't like mountains. That is the one thing that makes you go high. Wow. Amazing. Troubles. Don't be tired of your troubles. Amen.
Amen.
Number six. The last point. Do not be tired of the ministry because you may lose your position if you complain. Amen.
Amen.
Elijah said in 1 Kings 19, verse 4, that he himself went a day's journey and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested to God that he may die. And he said, it is enough. It is what? Enough now. Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, I'm ready to keep on fighting. I'm ready to keep on fighting. Amen.
Amen.
Now, remember, one of the top strategies of the devil is to make you tired.
So what does do? I need some pictures. Sarah Tapun Satana.
Daniel 7 verse 25 says, he shall wear out the saints. And remember, the Bible says, as we have received mercy, we faint not. And the Bible says, let us not be weary in well doing, but in due season, we are going to reap them soon. And the Bible says that all things are for our sake. So all these cheap troubles and so on are for our sake. So we must not faint. Don't be tired of troubles. They are bringing you glory. And don't say I'm tired. Don't say it's enough. Because you'll be surprised. Your replacement in the realm of the spirit will hear.
And you know it is
replacement. You must be careful. Now I'm going to give you something to watch. Do you have buffaloes in Madagascar? Buffaloes?
You don't have to.
No. Have you seen one before? Buffalo.
Yeah, buffalo.
When I saw one, you know, in wildlife, we have what we call the big five. The big five
are
the big and dangerous animals.
In the
buffalo, has a reputation of being a killer.
Within a moon
and wild, that is why it is one of the big
fives.
Yes. Now, the first time I saw one, it is very long. One of the things that it is amazing to see is lions killing a buffalo. Sometimes about 10 lions will try and kill one. So one day, I saw somebody explaining why the lions kill the buffalo. I saw the head of buffaloes in the movie. They said there are millions of hunters of buffaloes. And the lions cannot eat them. You see them saying that the lion will be here.
You get the best in the
life. Surprised. For God will find out.
Now you
can somebody watch it online. Listen to this. All of them are females.
They say, okay, fast away.
All of them are females.
Fast away.
With one male.
The lion.
One bull.
The Raya's and Porora
has a number of wives.
They father the old American
women. They are all together with their children.
The American son and son.
And you have no right to mate with all these ladies.
The Chapaka American father, son of a name, Missy, Miss Bislavan, the Chapaka American Richman and the Sierra River, the Rayan.
Unless you can fight.
Rachema and Yad and Yaman.
Yes. So you have to fight. The males fight.
It must be some land retaliation.
Sometimes it takes about 8 years.
Mr. Falcon.
Before he can get the rights. Yes.
Falcon and Yak.
So you see that all the females are there.
They don't know the owner of the
world. They are growing with one or two males that are there.
They write a musician.
So then I found out that the buffaloes which are being eaten by the lions,
they eat up the male,
the bulls which are tired of fighting.
They tell you, Israel and you want to pay, and you say, Rira Kamiya, and you know, Rira Kamiya, Rira Kamiya, the Hanis, and the Hanis.
So because they're tired of fighting, they move away.
They are from the Roman days.
And usually you see them alone. And the ones which are strong and fighting, go and fight and take their position. So I saw that when you are tired of fighting, you now become a prey for the lions to eat. Yes. And that is exactly what happens in the ministry. When you are tired of fighting, then you tend to just move away from where the fight is. You just want peace and some grass. Because the old bull has fought and fought and fought and fought and is now tired of fighting. So God is telling you today, don't be tired of fighting for church growth. Don't be tired of fighting for church planting. Don't be tired of fighting for rainbows. I'm doing this.
Yes.
Father, thank you for these whom you have called. Bless them, I pray.
And
use them.
And it is also
mighty
effect.
Raise up mighty, mighty
servants.
Thank you.